I gave up entirely on being a YouTuber multiple times in my life. And to a lot of people's surprise, I've actually given up entirely now. And there are a variety of reasons for that. Now, I'm going to get into this video in a way that's going to be kind of strange, and it's going to be kind of a ramble. I'm going to be all over the place. And if you get bored, you're more than welcome to leave for this one, because I'm just going to give a bunch of different thoughts I have on Leviathan's Deep, but also on some of the decisions I'm making and how and why I'm making those decisions, and whether or not I think people are going to vibe with those decisions. So this is going to be kind of just a bit of a ramble. I've tried to structure it a couple of different ways, but it doesn't seem to be working. So this isn't the first time I've tried recording this. So I'm just going to kind of get into it, and we'll see where we go as time goes on. So the first thing I'm going to do is just kind of talk about the channel in its current state and the content that's coming out in its current state. So I've been doing this for a couple of weeks where I'm basically trying to upload every single day. I'm recording around 4 to 9 episodes at a time in my steaming hot car, but there's nowhere else to record, so that's what it is, with a really expensive recorder, and it's working out. I'm able to get my videos rendered, exported, uploaded, all that stuff in a way that's pretty efficient for me, and then I can get them uploaded daily. Now, the thing that I want to mention first about this is, you guys are listening on YouTube, likely. Well, you don't have to. I have an RSS feed that I started, and so if you go on, if you don't know what that is, it's kind of hard to explain because I don't really get it, but an RSS feed is basically a way that you can pull my content without having to listen through ads, I'm pretty sure, because there's no advertising on it. And it's just, you can go to rss.com or just RSS feed Leviathan's Deep and you should be able to find it. But that feed also pulls to places like Spotify and I think Amazon Music, I think, is where it's at. But you don't have to listen to this on YouTube if you don't want to. You can go on there. And if you don't pay for Spotify, you can just pull from there. But the idea is, I'm trying to sort of give the opportunity for people to listen to this without advertisements, and without having to go on YouTube and all that stuff. And if they pay for YouTube Premium like I do, then that's fine. But whatever you want to do, I want to try to make it as successful accessible as possible. Now, the next thing I want to mention is, I've been looking at the comments and stuff, and I've been kind of keeping an eye on the channel, and I was really surprised to see that video about antisocial behavior is the one that blew up. You know, I've been kind of watching the numbers, and I'm trying to understand what people are liking and what people aren't liking. And what's really fascinating for me is the fact that the numbers don't necessarily line up whatsoever with what people are saying. So what I mean by that is that, like, I am watching videos and some of them are getting picked up by the algorithm and some of them aren't, and it doesn't really matter. All I care about is making something good. And I'm noticing that the people in my comments on some of these videos are overwhelmingly supportive, and they sort of agree with the things that I'm seeing and sort of talking about, which is a huge gift to me. And it feels, it's really, really validating, but it's also a huge thanks to the people that are doing that, because it sort of proves to me that the stuff I'm actually like saying is being heard by other people that also feel the same way, you know, because I'm basically having 24/7 shower thoughts my whole life. And I just took those shower thoughts and didn't do anything with them. And now I'm like, hey, how about I do something? And so this is how I think and what I feel like every day, you know? And so I just putting them out there instead of just letting them sort of fester and rot or burn away in my head and just never, you know, get out there. And so, so I'm very appreciative of the people that are listening up to this point. And, I'm hoping that going forward, like, I'm going to do the best I can to just keep like communicating in a way that's effective, that people understand, and also just say the things that I think are needing to be said, the things that people aren't saying, you know, that's kind of my forte and stuff. And so, now, like I said before, you know, regarding my RSS feed, I have I did that because I don't really want to even be viewed as a YouTuber. And I don't even know if I really want this thing to be viewed as a podcast. I don't really know what I even want to call it. And part of that has to do with a personal stipulation I have about what it means to even be a YouTuber anymore. Because, you know, when I was, you know, 16 years old in high school, and I watched videos of guys like PewDiePie and Markiplier. It's like, that was what it meant to be like a YouTuber. Like, it was like, I create videos on the YouTube platform and get sponsored and do videos and make money so that I can support myself to continue doing it. And I don't even think there's anything wrong with that. But the problem is that the landscape has changed over time. And, you know, arguably the most successful YouTuber on the planet is Mr. Beast. There's no question. Dude is pulling in, I can't even tell you how many millions. I'm sure there are people out there that know. And of course, he reinvests it into his company and he continues to make content. And it's like, for me personally, I'm absolutely like disturbingly sick of a lot, not all, but a lot of the content out there that I personally think is meaningless and it's just for entertainment. I don't think it's outright bad. I don't necessarily think it's immoral. I think there's nothing wrong with entertainment at all. But for myself, I don't feel that it's as meaningful as I would say literally meaningful stuff. It just doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like it's a connection. You know, I don't feel when I watch a Mr. Beast video and he has a sponsorship in there, like he's really talking to me and that he really cares about me. It feels more like he's just trying to be the biggest YouTuber. And like I said, I don't think that's bad. I just don't think that's for me. I don't think that's the sort of the, with the skills and the just the person I am, that's not the thing that I feel like I feel led to do. I just feel like I'm led to sort of, I think I've said it before, but to cultivate my capacity to give. And by nature of doing that, like there ain't no business model for that. That's just philanthropy. And, you know, and that's a different kind of, it's just different, you know? And I wrote down a bunch of points here that I can kind of just like touch on. But like, one of the things is, you know, I don't want to have sponsors on these videos. At any point, I really hope I don't end up doing that. I can't imagine myself getting to that point, but like, I don't feel good about watching a video from someone. And then I see this video is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. And it's not that I don't feel good about the person. I'm not like just gauging and judging the person for having the ad. I just don't, because they have to support their family. That's fine. But I just don't feel, with the kind of stuff I'm doing and talking about, like putting a Raid Shadow Legends advertisement, you know, or something else on my video is, I don't want to say appropriate, but kind of. And I feel like we're just sick of it. And I feel like it means something to not do that. Do you know what I mean? Like for me to stand up and say, I'm not going to advertise on my videos and on my content. Later, I will likely attempt to get YouTube monetization. But as I said, you can completely subvert that if you don't want to do that. That's fine. That's why I have an RSS feed. YouTube monetization is kind of like a necessary evil, but a lot of people understand that. And that's the one that I feel like I'm kind of comfortable with. But not anything where I would like directly sponsor a company and my words are purchased for somebody. You know, that's not something that I feel good about personally with the kind of stuff I'm doing. And, you know, and I just don't feel good, generally speaking, about the nature of the entertainment industry at the moment. And so I just want to put out there for the record that that's where I am with that and where I am with the kind of stuff that I'm making, you know, right now. If I look at my list here, one other thing I want to say is that, you know, there's two other points I wrote down. One is that I feel really bad about exploiting people. These are just personal takes and you have full right to disagree with me on some of this stuff, but I feel like there are other YouTubers that aren't really doing this. You know, they're just making content and they really like connecting with people in an entertaining way, and that's fine. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. However, I do think that there are YouTubers out there and there are people out there. It's not even about YouTube. That's like, it gets into questions of things like Hollywood and the entire entertainment industry that exploits people's attention for money. And says, you know, we just want to make a ton of money. And so we're going to make clickbait videos. We're going to make, you know, movies and have really famous actors in them. I mean, it's not a question at this point that entertainment has become a business, a big, big business at this point. And I don't feel good about the idea of looking at the people that are listening to the stuff I'm talking about and having the conversations with and being like, yeah, I'm having conversations with you so that you'll give me money. Do you see how that doesn't feel at some point? It feels arguably unethical, but also it makes me uncomfortable. Even if it wasn't, even if people said to me, oh, you know, it's fine. Like I still feel like it would be uncomfortable for me to sort of go there. And so the other thing I was going to say is that I don't really want to be known as like a personality. So like, So, like, how do I mean by this? Like, if you look at, I learned about this from in college. I don't know the book, but the idea of a celebrity, like, how would you actually define a celebrity? Well, you might define them as a famous person. Well, how would you define a famous person? And in a roundabout way, you could define those people as someone who is known for their well-knownness. It's not necessarily because they've done something. And it's not even necessarily because they're, like, valuable in the sense that they're, like, they own some business or something. Like, they're, you know what I mean? It's just that they're famous because they're famous. They're well-known because they're well-known. Oh, have you heard of this person? Yeah, well, that's because everyone's heard of that person. But they aren't necessarily anything more than a personality for the stands on Twitter to get attached to, right? And in the broad spectrum of, like, what they're offering the world, something like that, something like that. I'm trying to sort of minimize judgment, but also communicate what I'm saying, because to each their own. But that's just not for me, right? Well, I don't personally feel good about the idea, and I've made an entire video on parasocial relationships saying that the influencers you love don't know you exist, and it's true. It's like, I don't want to be somebody where I cause other people to live and change their life in a way that is, like, unhealthy because of me. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, there are personalities, like, I don't want to be the kind of person where people will interact with my content to subjugate and substitute social interactions in person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to take away from somebody's life and from the healthy things that they're doing, and, you know, by just nature of being a famous person, if that ever happened to me, and I don't feel good about that. And so because of that, I don't want that. And I mean, at the outset, I mean, very few people actually ever want to be famous. Being famous sucks, because then every move you do, every word you say, everything, every action you take has to be done with the utmost discretion, because everybody's watching your every move. And, you know, you say the wrong thing on Twitter and sayonara, there goes your career. And it's like, you know, that's why I don't use Twitter. But it's also, like, a broader point that's just, like I said, not for me. I don't feel like being, like, I would love to have conversations. Heck, I'd be on podcasts with people. I would love to interact with people and see what happens in the future. But I just don't feel like that kind of, like, big branding, you know, boisterous, you know, hey guys, you know, so today we're going to be talking about that. Like, I don't feel like faking myself and my personality for other people as a way to generate views and revenue in an exploitative way. And I also don't feel good about my personality being something that has a negative impact on people in the long run, if that makes sense. I don't feel like being known for my well-knownness is something that's something I want in life. And so what do I want? Well, like I said, I want to connect with people, and I want to connect people. I'd love nothing more than for people to be listening to the stuff I'm talking about, and then conversations get sparked that weren't being had before. See, and I'm offering options, but I'm not the right one. I'm not the correct one. It's just that, hey, we aren't talking about the fact that, hey, maybe the fact that since all of us are on our phones and all of us can opt out of socialization in person, that might not be good for us, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, are we having conversations like that? Well, maybe not. Maybe some scientists in, like, you know, New Hampshire or something, but, like, I don't know. And so I kind of feel like, for me, this whole thing, this whole sort of picture I've painted here as I sort of conclude my points, this whole sort of thing moves to a point of my content being something that isn't necessarily being an actual, like, YouTuber in the traditional sense. In the PewDiePie, Markiplier, Jacksepticeye sense, which is probably more, I'd say, down to earth, like, more kind of cool. Like, I like, they're pretty awesome, right? But something like Mr. Beast, where it's not even personal, like, it isn't even trying to connect with people. It's just, like, making a TV show that people watch and get hundreds of millions of dollars from. Like, all of that stuff, to each their own. I don't feel like those guys doing their thing is my thing. I feel like I have to figure out what my thing is going to be. And that's going to be a challenge, because if I opt not to, if I opt to not be owned and controlled and bought, and I opt to just start good conversations with people, that's going to cause, that's going to mean that I have to forge my own path with the content I make. But at the same time, it's worth it, because someone has to do something the way that I'm doing it, kind of. Do you know what I mean? someone has to sort of lead the way in the really hard conversations that aren't bought by people about really stupid crap, and someone has to start proposing solutions, even if all the solutions we come up with in the first 10 minutes are wrong. It's like, we're just not, we have to get to that point, you know? And so that's kind of where I am with it. And like I said, you know, with the whole thing on YouTube and everything, I feel really good about how things are going so far with the videos. I'm just going to keep riding this thing out and doing stuff how I've been doing it. But I don't have these big plans to sort of become some crazy big famous guy. I don't really care about that. And if, you know, if that was handed in my lap, I would treat it with the utmost care. And I probably wouldn't push anything beyond what needed to be pushed, you know? And so, you know, I don't, this stuff's been on my mind because of some of the success that's been happening a little bit with the channel. And I just want to make it clear to people that, you know, you guys out there are loved and cared for, and, you know, you're not people and objects to be exploited. You know, your time isn't something to be sold to or purchased. You know, people are purchasing your time and selling that time to other people. And it's like, I don't feel good about that anymore. It didn't used to be this way. You know, I mean, I'll wrap up with this. You know, PewDiePie, you know, Mr. Felix Kjellberg was his name, I think is his name, you know, in 2011 or whatever it was, when he sat down and said, yeah, how's it going, bros? My name's PewDiePie. You know, I don't think he sat down making videos about Amnesia thinking, you know, he was going to be building generational wealth. I don't think that was on his to-do list when he did that, because I don't even think that was an option. He was like a fisherman, I think, and in Sweden, and he was just like, this is fun, I'm going to do this. And only later did it turn out to have been a good idea. But, you know, that wasn't the way it was back then. It was just, I enjoy doing this. Well, this is the new revolution of that, in my opinion, for myself. This is, I enjoy doing this, and I don't know what's going to come of it, but it's worth it for me with just internally doing it for myself, showing up every day, starting good conversations, understanding people, you know, like this is just in some sense, even though the outcome hasn't even really fully manifested, maybe at its maximum, it still feels like something of a dream come true, having conversations with people in the comments that are well thought out and, you know, that people agree with. And so this is it. I just wanted to have a kind of a touch base with people on it, but that's all I have to say. So I will see you guys soon.